welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. We spent the first hour with our special guest, Jack Chalom, who's joining us again for the second hour. We also have Dr. Richard Prodell back with us this second hour, so we have our full crew here. And for those of you who would like to listen to the first hour that you, in case you just tuned in, if you go to our website, wilner.com, and you click on, there's a link up at the top for radio show, you'll be able to listen to the first hour of the Wilner Window or the second hour or both. And that should be available sometime tomorrow. And our phone number here in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. Okay, Joe, calling from Long Island. You've been waiting on the phone a while. Welcome to the Wilner Window.
Hey, thanks a lot for taking my call.
Sure.
This question's for Jack, but of course everybody can kind of chime in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of curious about something. I'm a diabetic type 2. I listen to you guys every week. I listen to Dr. Ash. The flu season's coming up. I know Dr. Ash has said that he doesn't recommend, getting a flu shot. So my question is, for me and for anybody else out there, Jack, is what is the best way with supplements to prepare for the flu cold season? What should I take and how many milligrams should I take and when should I start taking it?
Well, I'll probably preface my suggestions with the idea that whether you decide to or not to get a flu shot is really a personal decision. I have not had one in probably 20 years because I just didn't like how my body was responding to the flu shot. And in these 20 years, I have not gotten a flu. I'll catch a cold from time to time. But my personal regimen, and I would encourage you to dig in and see the research on these supplements. Number one is a supplement called N-acetylcysteine. There was a great study in Europe showing that taking 600 milligrams twice a day almost completely eliminated flu symptoms in people who ended up contracting the flu over the wintertime. So that's number one, and I'll take about 500 or 600 milligrams a day throughout the year. I double that over the winter, and if I'm flying or I'm around other people who are likely to have a cold or flu, I will increase the dose up to 3-4 grams a day. It's safe. The only negative is it's got a little bit of a rotten egg smell. And I just tell people, don't smell the capsules, just swallow them.
Yeah.
Number two, vitamin C. Number three, zinc, specifically zinc lozenges. And really the key here is if you start to feel symptoms, ramp up the dose on day one. If you wait till day two, none of this is going to be as effective. And so you need to suppress the growth of the virus in your body, and you need to dampen the immune response to the virus, which causes most of the symptoms. Elderberry is very good. There are a number of other supplements, but that's kind of like my short list.
Yeah, I guess I would just add vitamin D to make sure that that's at an adequate level. Those are all kind of immune boosters that are relevant to infection.
Yeah, I would agree with you wholeheartedly on vitamin D.
Okay, and because I know you're all waiting to hear what I want to say.
We were finished.
You know, Joe, it's very, very important as to how you live your life. You know, if you're going to be putting junk food in your body, you know, whatever Jack said or whatever Dr. Podell said, I don't know if that's going to do too much. You know, you can't, you have to have a good starting point for all of these things. So it's very important that you not be eating a lot of junk.
Hey, Arnie, can you hear me?
I hear you perfectly. I hope you heard me.
Yes, no, I did. I thought I was cut off for a second. Just getting back to what Jack said on the vitamin C, how much of vitamin C should you be taking? And here's the other question I want to ask, and maybe Dr. Podell could answer this one or anybody. As I said, I'm a type 2 diabetic, and, of course, I'm on metformin, like 1,000 milligrams. I just started with my endocrinologist with Latoza, insulin. And it's not an insulin shot, but I guess you know what that is. Should I be doing anything different because I'm on the supplements for being a diabetic, or should I just stay this course?
I'll answer the first question. There have been some analyses of vitamin C and cold and flu studies, and the effective preventive dose seems to range from 2 to 6 grams a day. And the best way of taking that would be to split up the dose 2 or 3 times during the day. And then, you know, you just ramp up the dose if you start to feel symptoms. You might not want to model yourself after me, but I take about 12 grams of vitamin C a day. And if I, you know, feel something coming on over the winter time, I just increase the dose a little bit.
Yeah. Okay.
One of the things that I do as well is I'll take some of these, in addition to doing all the nice things that Dr. Podell and Jack suggested, you know, I'll also take, when I feel myself coming down with something, I'll also take immune-boosting supplements, things like mushrooms, you know, some of the mushroom formulas. You know, I'll take one from a couple of companies specialize in these mushrooms, Mushroom Wisdom or Fungi Perfecti. They have a bunch of nice formulas which are meant for that purpose. Country Life has a nice mushroom formula as well. I'm sure Solgar has a nice mushroom formula also. So any of these things are good. Even, you know, just taking some extra echinacea. You know, you've heard of echinacea. You know, that's still, once again, these things, as Jack pointed out, listen to your body. If you don't feel right, that's when you start. You know, don't wait until you're sniffling, because then it's just harder to get rid of.
Yeah, the only thing that I would probably add what a diabetic might do differently is make sure you have enough chromium, which I imagine you're probably already taking.
Right. Yes, I am.
Okay, then you're doing all the right things, and I assume you're not significantly overweight.
No, that's why I'm on this Vitoza right now, and my weight's been dropping a little bit. I'm probably about 222 right now, 5'11".
Yeah, you're a little heavy, Joe.
Oh, no, I know, but I'm dropping weight. I was at 232 just about 2 weeks ago.
Okay, if you get down to somewhere under 200, for sure, you'll feel a hell of a lot better.
You know, you guys do a great, great service here. I just want to let you know that I listen to you guys, and a lot of valuable information from all of you. And I just want to let you know, if I had to make one comment, maybe the last half hour of your show, you should have a free-for-all. Just let people call in for whatever they need.
Yeah, we usually do.
Yeah.
It's a free-for-all all the time.
Yeah, I know. But you guys do a great job. You really do. And I wish you the very best of luck. Keep it going.
Thanks a lot, Joe. Good luck to you.
Thanks. Bye.
You know, Arnie, I'm going to be a little shamelessly self-promotional here. One of my books is Stop Prediabetes
Now.
Yeah. And it's also good for people with type 2 diabetes. There are some chapters up on my website, nutritionreporter.com. And if Joe or anyone else really would like my cold and flu prevention protocol, it's something I did up a couple of years ago, email me through the website, and I'd be happy to send it to you. It's in a PDF format, so anyone on a PC or a Mac can open it.
Excellent. Okay, also, you know, all of Jack's books, Stop Pre-Diabetes Now, and his latest one, they're all available at Wilner Chemists at 20% off list price, so give us a call, and you can get them there. Okay, 1-800-321-0710. So, and you can join the Wilner free-for-all. Okay, this is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
Our special guest, Jack Shalom, and we shall all return after these messages.
Ideal Bowel Support from Jarrow Formulas. It contains a clinically documented human origin probiotic strain, Lactobacillus planetarum 299V. So, well, this particular strain resists stomach acid and bile salts and has been shown to be very effective in colonization of human intestinal mucosa. In fact, it's the strain used in human clinical studies for intestinal health and function. Each capsule contains a minimum of 10 billion viable cells. So, well, do you have problems with irregularity, problems with bloating, gas, intestinal discomfort? Bingo! Ideal Bowel Support from Jarrow is exactly what you need. A clinically documented probiotic for just those problems. Room temperature stable, vegetarian capsules. What are you waiting for? Ideal Bowel Support from Jarrow Formulas. Available at Wilner Chemists. Discount price, of course.
Now, you don't find too many companies that have been around for 100 years, do you? To remain in business that long means they must be doing something right. Well, guess what? Wilner Chemists has been doing business in Manhattan since 1911. That means this is our 100th anniversary. What's the reason for our success? Well, all I know is that we try to offer a pleasant shopping experience, a wide variety of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on how to properly choose and use the products that are right for you. And we do all this while offering some of the best discount prices you'll find. And to celebrate our 100-year anniversary, we'll be giving away prizes, setting up special seminars and health fairs, and in addition to our usual sales, we'll have additional special anniversary sale discount deals throughout the year. These anniversary deals will offer products at 50% off or better. Right now, we have a long list of products from 50 to 75% off. Be sure to check our website, www.wilner.com, for both the regular discounts as well as the special anniversary sale discounts. And if there was ever a time to be on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, this is it. You'll want to be kept informed on everything we have going on this year. Just add your name and address. It's easy. You can do it on our website, wilner.com. by phone at 1-800-633-1106 or in the stores. Even better, visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. The downtown store is at 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemist and Nutritional Supplement Professionals. We'll be back in just a moment.
Do you want to feel and look younger?
Hi, this is Dr. Vanessa. Scientists reveal that today we don't have to age rapidly and live with pain and suffering due to aging diseases. Now, by taking anti-aging 3 collagen on a daily basis, you can renew your hair, bones, joints, blood vessels, eye vision, your whole body, and restore a healthy image and look younger like me.
This is Dr. Sally Berg. Anti-aging 3 collagen contains pure collagen types 1, 2, and 3, and a triple helix amino acid compound designed to activate your body's own collagen production. To renew your body from the inside out, slow down your aging process, stop living with pain and suffering. Take Anti-Aging 3 Collagen and improve the quality of your life. We have been taking Anti-Aging 3 Collagen for almost 2 years now, and people comment on how much younger we look. Start now and see the difference.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists, 1-800-633-1106. Stevie Window! Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer, along with Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Jack Chalom. And we're here on the Wilner Window answering your questions. And our phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. And we had a little phone issues before, but they're all fixed. So if you had any difficulties, please give us another chance. 1-800-321-0710. Okay, let's talk to Renee, calling from Manhattan. Hi, Renee.
Hi, Arnie. Listen, I had talked to you at the seminar to tell you how wonderful I felt about Jack's book, and he wasn't there, so I wanted to thank him now.
Okay.
Jack, hi. I attended your the seminar that Wilner had last year when you talked about your pre-diabetes book, and I never knew I had it. And after hearing you, I went and I read your book, and I found out I was pre-diabetic. And I just wanted to know that successfully I've lost 61 pounds. My blood sugar levels are fabulous, and they weren't so hot before. And my blood fasting is now 85, and my A1C or is now 5.5. And I really want to thank you so much because you were so helpful. And you, by spreading this information, I'm hoping that everybody else will be able to take their health in hand and get it under control. So thank you.
Renee, you've just made my day.
Yeah, how do you like that? Isn't that nice when you hear stuff like that?
Oh, yeah, it's great. And you know, the real thing here is Renee was motivated to put this stuff into practice.
Yeah.
And every day we really have a choice in terms of what we eat and what we do. And often if we don't do anything other than the same old, we're going to develop pre-diabetes and then type 2 diabetes and then a whole lot of complications and risk factors for other disease. And Renee's the real hero here because she took the time and made the effort to change her life for the better.
All right. Yay, Renee.
Can I ask one more question of Jack?
Sure.
Jack, I also have a condition called ataxia, and I suffer from balance issues. Do you have any thoughts about what I could do to help myself on that?
There's been some good research on ataxias and coenzyme Q10 combined with vitamin E. And sometimes you have to go up to fairly high doses of CoQ10, maybe 600.
Well, what would I do for ubiquinol?
I would, for the ubiquinol, probably half to three quarters the regular CoQ10 dose.
Right.
So I would start at maybe 200 or 300 milligrams a day. I would add some vitamin E.
How much of a B?
Probably 400 to 800 IU to start.
Okay.
And you could inch the doses up a little bit higher. If you want to email me through my website, that'll give me the time to look up the specific studies and the dosages. But I know that there have been some good studies showing recoveries, reduced symptoms with CoQ10 and vitamin E. Dr. Podell, any other questions?
Yeah, the important thing about the ataxia, which means a sense of being off balance, it can be neurological, but it can also be simply a matter of weakness of certain of the fine muscles and posture that a physical therapist can pick up. That is, well, without going into more detail, it can be both. In terms of neurological causes, there's a great many potential causes, and you know, while coenzyme Q is helpful in general, what you're really missing is thiamine or vitamin B12, or if you've got excess lead, you know, each of those has to be diagnosed on its own and repair the nerve damage that's relevant to that.
Thanks a lot, guys. Have a great day.
Okay, Renee, thanks so much for the call. 1-800-321-0710. That's how you can reach us here. And hello, Nancy from East Brunswick, New Jersey.
Hi, guys. Thank you for your help. I'm going to be going through total knee replacement in 3 weeks, and I'm wondering what I should take prior to anything special that would help me with the surgery prior to and after.
Okay. Do you have a pre-surgery regimen, Jack?
Well, I've got one that most conventional physicians probably would not like.
Yeah.
And typically the surgeon is concerned about excess bleeding. The anesthesiologist is concerned about interactions between anywhere from a few to a dozen drugs that might be given during the surgery. One of the really important things to look at, if nitrous oxide was one of the anesthesia drugs, this drug wipes out vitamin B12. So I would, after the surgery, take some sublingual B12, like Sogar's B12 nuggets. And often the sort of mental fuzziness that follows surgery is related to low vitamin B12. Most surgeons will say, well, cut back on the blood thinners before surgery, which would include the omega-3s and vitamin E. I'm not sure I agree with that. There's a fault in their logic, and they'll say, well, stop all this stuff a week before. But your blood will remain saturated with these things for at least a month or two. So I think their advice is a little bit off.
At least they're not going to do much harm.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, in terms of speeding recovery, vitamin C is crucial. B vitamins are very important. So, you know, if you stop some supplements before surgery, really ramp up things, you know, within a day or two after surgery just to help speed the healing.
Okay. Hang on, Nancy, because we want to talk a little more about this, but right now we need to take a break, and we are going to hear all about the wonderful traffic that's going on in New York.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
Hi, this is Dr. Fred Vanini. For those of you who don't know me, I'm a board-certified heart surgeon for over 40 years, maybe even more, now practicing integrative medicine for more than a decade. I have an important message about healthcare today, and that is the high cost of repair. Not everything's covered, and conventional medicine doesn't do it all. In today's environment, prevention is key. Vitamins and nutrients play a very big role, but for most people, it's still one big and expensive mix-and-match puzzle. All of these different jars and capsules to deal with. Well, now the puzzle is solved. Propax with NT Factor is the daily, all-inclusive regimen that solves the puzzle and beats the cost. Five tablets twice a day in the easy-to-carry packet, and you're protected against the effects of aging, stress, and most of all, fatigue. Proven in seven clinical trials, Propax with NT Factor puts you ahead of your game. Solve the vitamin puzzle and beat the cost. Visit Wilner's today and ask for Propax with NT Factor. It's recommended by me, Dr. Fred Vanini, Dr. V.
Now let's go for a quick check on the traffic with Bill Powers.
And Staten Island Expressway, eastbound side of Victory Boulevard, you've got delays. This report is brought to you in part by Bell Audi. Visit Bell Audi on Route 1 in Edison and test drive the stunning new Audi A6 now through September 30th. Audi will make your last lease payment on select 2011 and 12 models, bellaudi.com. Eastbound side of Victory Boulevard, a stalled vehicle in the center lane causing a delay. West Side Highway, southbound side into 125th Street, there's a crash in the left lane. And if you're going to be on the Belt Parkway, there's a three-car crash westbound heading in towards Erskine Street. BQE, a crash before Cadman Plaza is going to slow you down, and that's going to be on the northbound side. GW Bridge looks good. Link is going to cost you an hour, Holland 30 minutes. Visit Bell Audi on Route 1 in Edison and test drive the stunning new Audi A6. Now through September 30th, Audi will make your first lease payment on select 2011 and 12 models, bellaudi.com. Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
Looking for a good doctor? Wouldn't it be great if you could find a medical doctor who was expert not only in conventional medicine, but also an expert in integrative or alternative medicine? Well, if you've been listening to the show, you know that the answer to this elusive quest is sitting right here in our studio, Dr. Richard Podell. Why integrative medicine? Well, most chronic health problems do better when we add holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. This includes nutrition, natural hormones, herbal medicines, and mind-body techniques. Conditions that respond best include chronic fatigue, low thyroid, fibromyalgia, chronic depression, stress-related disorders, osteoporosis, and irritable bowel. Dr. Podell has offices in both Summit and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone is 908-273-7770. That's 908-273-7770 or on the web at drpodell.org. drpodell.org.
WOR.
We might not like to admit it, but when it comes to weight loss, calories do count. Eliminating sugar and other calorie-rich sweeteners is an obvious way to cut back, but so-called artificial sweeteners have obvious drawbacks. We've been looking for a natural, good-tasting, non-caloric sweetener for a long time, and it's finally here, stevia. Derived from the leaves of a natural plant from South America, this low-calorie sugar substitute has become extremely popular with those on carbohydrate-controlled diets and weight loss programs. Wilner Chemist is now offering a state-of-the-art line of stevia products in liquid dropper bottles, including new flavored versions, vanilla, cinnamon, chocolate, lemon, orange, and peppermint. They taste great, gluten-free, and organic. One or two drops is all you need. Stevia regular and the new flavored versions are now available from Wilner Chemist. Buy one 2-ounce bottle at our regular discount price and get a second 2-ounce bottle, you pick the flavor, at half price. What a deal. Wilner Chemist, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Looking through the window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. And before we get back to the phones, I want to remind you that as part of Wilner Chemist's 100-year anniversary celebration, we have selected products from 13 companies on sale at one-half price. And in addition, we have loads and loads of lines on sale at 30, 35, even 40% off list price. Check the website, wilner.com, for the details or stop by the store for the full list. Okay, Nancy, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I have experience in with post-surgery for knee replacement, so I can tell you one of the most important things is stay with the medication. You know, the doctor's going to prescribe some heavy-duty pain relievers for you.
Uh-huh.
Don't take them. Stay ahead of the pain.
Okay.
Very important, because you're going to have to do a lot of therapy work with your knee. And if you're in pain, it's very hard to do it. So make sure you stay ahead of the pain. Take the medication. You know, don't wait for the pain to kick in when you take the medication. Stay
okay.
ahead of it.
Okay.
All right? And
all right.
Whatever, you know, all the other things, you know, Jack told you, those are the good things to do as far as supplements and everything else. And just do what you have, do what they, stay with the meds. That's important.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you for your help.
Okay, Nancy. Thanks for the call.
Hey, Arnie, thank you for mentioning that, because that is really, sometimes you can't avoid surgery, and this is one of the bits of advice that come from the doctors and nurses, and it's to stay ahead of the pain.
Yes.
And you're not going to become a drug addict.
No.
But if you fall behind, you have to sort of play catch up, and you're going to be hurting plenty.
I know it's not a good thing, because as I said with the knee, you're constantly doing therapy, and if you're in pain, how are you going to do it? You know, so you just have to stay ahead of that with this type of surgery.
And this advice applies to all types of major surgery.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right. Who's next? Mario calling from Copaig, Long Island. Welcome.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
I got a question on creatine.
Sure.
For bodybuilding, actually. I understand that it's very stressful with the kidneys. And also, has it anything to do with, would it have any problem with prostate conditions and blood, diabetes, and even cancer? Is there any issues there?
Okay. What was,
I couldn't catch what it is. That
the supplement, creatine.
Oh, creatine. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounded like something else. Okay. Creatine, as far as I know, it has a potential. If you take too much and you don't drink enough, it can clog the kidneys. And that's the only side effect that I'm familiar with. And even there, that shouldn't happen if you take due course and drink enough. Where they have reported cases in, like, high school wrestlers where they're going to take the creatine to get strong, and then they've got to drop 3 or 4 pounds to make their weight, and so they don't drink anything for 2 days. But, you know, that's a crazy thing to be doing, and only a high school wrestler might think of that.
Yeah.
I see. So, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Mario.
The key thing is then to have plenty of liquids, and there should be no problems with kidneys or even age.
Now, unless you already have a kidney problem, assuming your kidneys are of normal functioning now. Yeah.
I actually don't. I do have prostate cancer, but I'm issuing that, dealing with that with alternative medicine. I've been doing great for the last 3 years. But since there's not an issue with that, it's just the kidneys, I was told by my doctor, and I understand what the liquids. And then there's no other problem outside of that, and that's great.
You will notice when you take creatine, if you're taking somewhere around, you know, 5 grams or so, right around the time you exercise. Is that what you're doing?
Well, no, I didn't do it yet. I have taken it in the past, but I know there's a loading phase with the monohydrate.
I wouldn't get don't do that. Okay, there's no reason. Are you trying to become some bodybuilder? I mean,
well,
obviously.
No, actually, I'm sorry. Actually, I was a bodybuilder when I was younger, all through the years, so several years ago. And I had to lose weight because of the prostate cancer, and I lost 35 pounds being on a vegetarian diet mostly and no organic foods. But I lost all the muscular, because I just enjoyed this since I was 13. It made me feel great. And I'm trying to get back into it again and slowly,
okay.
And I wanted
Mario,
to
the most important thing is do the work. You know that. Nothing is going to take the place of going into the gym and lifting the weights. Now, the creatine give you a little more energy to keep on working. All right, but I wouldn't take any heroic doses with the issues you have going on. You know,
yes, I gotcha.
All right, just take about 5 grams a day. You'll notice that you'll urinate a lot more. okay? But that's normal because the body is trying to get rid of something called creatinine. And the creatine will turn into creatinine. In addition, when you're working out, you're breaking down muscle tissue, and you'll create more creatinine. So you'll notice an increase in urination, but that's normal.
Yes, I do understand all
the
that.
Other stuff, the other thing I would suggest you do if you want to do some workout, if you want to take something, take some ribose. Take about 3 to 5 grams of ribose when you work out as well. Ribose and creatine are a wonderful combination.
Okay. Arginine also. I was taking arginine and also the arginine chiroglutamate. I'm not sure if that's any better, but I was going to combine all those ingredients together.
Arginine is fine, but that's trying to increase your HGH, your human growth hormone. But I don't know. The best thing you can do is take the ribose and creatine.
Okay. Glutamine, would that be okay? Glutamine also.
Glutamine's good.
Okay. Just one short question. There's a creatine type formula. There's no loading, and it's in a lower dose. I've forgotten the wording it's called, but it's something different. It's not the monohydrate form. Is there any truth to that? Is it a benefit to that, or just stay with the
I'm not sure what you mean, Mario. Get the correct thing and give us a call back.
Chiroglutamate. Yeah, okay. I appreciate your help very much. Thank you. I listen to you guys every Sunday. Thank you so much.
All right, Mario. Thanks. Okay. I'm sorry, Jack. I didn't give you a chance to chime in there.
Oh, that's all right.
He was busy lifting weights.
Oh, let's say hello to Joyce from Manhattan. Hi, Joyce.
Hi. I have two questions about vitamin D3. I was talking to someone who knows a lot about vitamins, and the subject came up about the fact that I take 5,000 IU daily. Mm-hmm. And he said to me, isn't that toxic?
And you said, no, I wouldn't
do
anything.
No, I didn't say anything. I didn't know. So I just said, I had a test done, and it was 82. Is that toxic?
Okay, your vitamin D blood level is 82?
Yeah.
That's a pretty robust level. Do you know what it was before you started?
No, I don't. But I want to know, what is toxicity? What point is that?
Well, okay, this has not been looked at all that carefully because it's only been fairly recently that anybody is taking levels that get you up to 80. We don't really have a lot of data on it. But
We don't know.
I'm not convinced that 80 is going to do a bit more for you than, say, 60. So by that token, I would rather have you at 60. But we really just don't have long-term data. The side effects of vitamin D, the first side effects you get has to do with calcium metabolism. And the most common one would probably be kidney stones. So if you're vulnerable to kidney stones, this will tend to make you, by taking in more calcium, may give you more calcium in the urine and make you more likely to have kidney stones. Beyond that, we don't really know very much. And that's the problem. So we are quite confident that, say, 40 to 60 is safe and probably pretty good, helps your immune system and so on. But I don't think anybody's really done studies to take people at 80 or 100 and run them out a year or two and see what happens.
Might just, instead of taking 7 days a week, just cut it down to 6 days.
Or five.
Yeah, five.
Or five, yeah. And I want to ask you something else about D3. He told me that he said, which D test did you take? Mm-hmm. And I said, I think it was some hydroxyl something or other. Yeah. And he says, well, you know that there are two D tests.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
D tests. Which is the one that would be more accurate?
Well, they're both accurate, but the one that is thought to best reflect your body's stores of vitamin D is called 25-hydroxy. But the actual active form of vitamin D is called 1,25-hydroxy. The problem with the 125 measurement, it can go up and down for a variety of other reasons. So that what's generally recommended is look at the 25, and that the only people who should be looking at the 125 is, one, doctors who know a lot about it, and two, if you're not doing well.
So it would be the 25-hydroxy.
Right, and that's
over.
And that's probably what they did, because that's the range where it's from 30 to 100 is the so-called normal range that they're working with now.
Oh, really? Okay,
yeah.
Listen, I appreciate this so much. Thank you very much.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Joyce, thanks for that call.
Yeah, Arnie, I'll add a couple of thoughts here. One, a blood level of vitamin D at 82. This is a level that is commonly found in people who are like lifeguards. They're spending a lot of time outdoors. Some construction workers, some people in the southern European nations, Greece, Italy, who are spending a lot of time outdoors. Dr. Michael Hollick has made the point that taking 40,000 IU a day for, 6 months or longer would probably add up to be a toxic dose. Joyce seems to be a very efficient metabolizer of vitamin D. So I think the idea of just cutting back to a few days a week is good, or just going to a lower dose for a while, maybe 2 or 3,000 IU per day. I think the optimal range for most people in terms of vitamin D blood levels is probably 50 to 60.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be good. Okay. I hope Joyce is still listening. All right. With that, it's time for another short break. You're listening to The Wilner Window here on WOR, and our phone number is 1-800-321-0710. And this is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
Our special guest, Jack Challum, will all be back after these messages.
Health begins in the digestive tract, where we absorb nutrients and eliminate toxins. But we usually don't think a thing about our digestive system until it acts up with constipation, gas, or bloating, or heartburn, which is so widespread that I wrote a book to reduce the danger from acid-blocking drugs. The book is called Natural Alternatives to Nexium, Maalox, Tagamet, Prilosec, and Other Acid Blockers. I'm certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whitaker. I recommend Dr. O'Hara's probiotics because it works for any digestive distress that readers may have or want to avoid. Why Dr. O'Hara's? The bacteria are alive. The capsules contain the nutrient-rich food in which the bacteria were fermented, and the caps also contain the compounds that good bacteria create naturally in self-defense. Those substances encourage the growth of other good bacteria while making life hard for harmful ones. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and accept no substitute.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at wilner.com.
As you know, this is Wilner Chemist 100-year anniversary. We are celebrating the event with sales, contests, giveaways, and special events. Among the items on sale, we have six of our Phytotech herbal supplements featured at one-half price. Here are the products. Antiox Phyto Blend, 1 ounce. Lustrous Hair, 2 ounce. Liver Support, 1 ounce. Allergy Complex, 1 ounce. Green Tea Gao, 2 ounce. And Oregano Oil 70, 120 liquid VegiCaps. All are on sale at one-half price. For more information, go to our website, www.wilner.com, or call 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemist, your nutritional supplement professionals since 1911.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per 4 tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the 2 Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals. Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. And before we get to the phones, I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by New Chapter, a company that trusts the wisdom of nature with supplements formulated with the benefit of whole food concentrates. New Chapter gives you the whole truth, and as part of Wilner Chemist's 100-year anniversary celebration, the two New Chapter products, Turmeric Force and Lycopalm, are on sale at one-half price. All righty, let's talk to Marion from New Hyde Park, Long Island. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Marion.
Thank you very much, and for your Sunday programs, I listen every week. I have a question about fish oil.
Mm-hmm.
The capsules are so large. Is there any that are smaller? Because I give them to my son, too, and he'll only take, used to take one. Now he won't take it because he chokes on them.
Okay, there's a couple of possibilities. Actually, there's three possibilities. One, Solgar has a product called, a new product of theirs called, it's meant for children. It's a chewable, they call it chewable DHA, but it has EPA as well. And that's one alternative. You could take a chewable formula. All right, so you could take a few of those chewable DHAs from Solgar. They're called Little Squirts. Has a picture of a pretty fish.
He's an adult.
It doesn't matter. Just take more of the kid stuff. That's one option. Second option is a company called, I think they're called ITI. They make a product called Eskimo 3. And Eskimo 3 is a smaller capsule. They make, instead of a 1,000 milligram fish oil capsule, they make a 500 milligram fish oil capsule. So that's a second option, a product called Eskimo 3, which we have at Wilner Chemists. The third option is to take a liquid. You take a liquid fish oil. It doesn't taste like fish anymore. Number of bunch of companies have liquid fish oils, and you can do it that way. Just put it in a, if you don't want to take it off the spoon, take it, put it in a little juice, and mix it up.
Another question, please. Is there anything at all that can help? My hands have neuropathy. My hands are almost useless. I have a neuropathy, a shocks in them all the time, not numbness. The opposite of numbness.
Okay, it's like electricity.
Yes.
Yeah. The first thing I would think of is if you haven't had a diagnosis, you may have something. Dr. Podell, the
Carpal tunnel syndrome
you could
kind
have
of thing.
You could have carpal tunnel. You could have something called an entrapped ulna. Okay, that's another nerve that controls the fingers. So if it's the you know, your thumb and your pointer finger, that's usually carpal tunnel. If it's the outer fingers, if it's the pinky and the ring finger, then it's usually an entrapped ulna. So is that a possibility there?
Or all is the it, fingers.
What?
All the fingers. Well, all of them.
I mean, it could still be a carpal tunnel. That would be the most common. You really have to make a diagnosis. Again, you can get nerve damage from many causes, including low thiamine, including not enough carnitine, including low vitamin B12, and there's a great many causes. So you actually have to come to a diagnosis to treat it nutritionally. But on the other hand, if it's a mechanical thing, let's say if a nerve is entrapped in some scar tissue, then the simplest way, unfortunately, is to release it surgically. Or a splint is often very helpful in the short term.
Yeah, you need to know exactly what you're dealing with, Marion. You need to have a diagnosis. You need to have a doctor say, oh, you have this problem because.
It's pinched in my neck. It goes down my arm.
Oh, okay. So you have a... Yeah, so then you need to treat the origin of it.
Right,
you need
so
to
then it's not in the hand. It's really starting from the neck.
Right. You know, it's like, what do they call it, a brachial neuritis?
I guess it could be.
Yeah, could be, see?
It could be a disc.
Yeah, well, maybe a chiropractor might be of some help there.
There's a lot of maybes. I think you have to go to somebody who can make a diagnosis.
Yeah. Tell you what it is and what they think you should do about it.
Not a vitamin.
You know, it's like somebody stepping on your toe. You know, what kind of vitamin you're going to take? You can't. You got to tell somebody, get off my toe, and then the pain will go away.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Marion. Heidi from New Jersey, welcome to the Wilner Window.
I have a question. I was wondering if you have a protocol for psoriasis.
Psoriasis. Anything you want to chime in with, Jack?
There's been some good studies that I like on gamma-linolenic acid, which is a plant oil. Most people just refer to it as GLA.
Yeah.
And I would combine it with some fish oils. And I know Solgar has some products that combine the two.
Yeah, they call it, it's an EPA-GLA formula.
Yeah, but you might want to take some extra GLA and Solgar's got a nice 300 milligram GLA product.
Yeah, from borage oil.
Yeah, and I would probably, you know, if it was me, I would probably take three or four of those capsules a day plus fish oils.
And also what you can do with the borage oil capsule, Heidi, is you can also open up the capsule and rub it on some of the psoriatic lesions.
I was going to ask you if there's anything else I can put on it.
There's also a product called Zyndet, X-Y-N-D-E-T. That's X-Y-N-D-E-T. It's a wash, and it's also a lotion. You wash the area with the wash. It's a shampoo wash, and then you put on the Zyndet lotion on top of it, and you do that for a while, and that's been shown to help frequently as well.
Okay, and you sell all of this at Wilner?
Absolutely.
Okay, wonderful. I appreciate your helping me. Thank you.
Okay, Heidi, thanks for calling. Okay, Charles from New Jersey, welcome to the Wilner Window. Hello, Charles. I think Charles is in his car and we're losing him. Okay, how about let's try Elaine from Wayne, New Jersey. Hi, Elaine.
Hi. I read that arginine facilitates the natural synthesis of nitric oxide, and that a study in rats suggests that nitric oxide might contribute to cataracts.
That's an interesting
Nitric oxide, this whole thing is fairly complicated. There are several different ways nitric oxide gets produced. The kind that which gets produced ordinarily, which is good for you, or it's like in the arteries and it makes for relaxation of the arteries, makes the blood vessels healthier. And you need a good healthy diet. You need some arginine, citrulline, a number of other things to get your nitric oxide. But if you have an inflammation in the body, you will get nitric oxide produced by different pathways. And there the nitric oxide can actually foster inflammation and you can do harm. So it's not just a matter of getting more or less nitric oxide. It's really what's triggering it.
Okay. Anything you want to add, Jack?
Nitric oxide is really an interesting molecule. I think back in the 1990s sometime, Science Magazine referred to it as the molecule of the year. And in some biochemical reactions, it functions as an antioxidant, and others it functions as a prooxidant and free radical generator.
So nitric oxide is definitely a two-edged sword, but I'm not aware of why it should increase the amount of cataracts.
Well, if it's in part of an inflammatory pathway.
Yeah.
Then the real problem is the inflammation.
Okay, now you're going to hear a little bit about getting with it in New York.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemists is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemist locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail-order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Okay, this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by New Chapter, the makers of Turmeric Force and Lycopom, both now on sale at one-half price at Wilner Chemists. New Chapter, a company that trusts the wisdom of nature with supplements formulated with the benefit of whole food concentrates. Okay, Jack, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, my pleasure, Arnie.
Okay, well, hopefully we'll get together again next month. Are you going to be at Expo East?
No, I'm not.
I guess I won't see you next week.
Okay.
Take care.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Please join us again next Sunday. We're on next Sunday, of course, same time, 2 o'clock, and we're here till 4. We'll see you then.